Get your pens ready, fill up your tab account, because it's time to preview the RSZ 927 Sandown Cup meeting tonight at Sandown. Three group ones, the Harrison Dawson for the male sprinters, the Sapphire Crown for the female sprinters, and then some of the best days in the land doing battle in the RSZ 927 Sandown Cup. Now, this man, we are good luck to most of our form analysts, but every time he walks into this studio, he's tipping winners for fun. He declared Tiberia Bale at $81 in a heat of a Melbourne Cup. And then last week, he said, hang on, boys, before you leave, make sure you have something on bang. And it gets the job done at $10. Jason Lincoln, if we could build a statue here at RSZ 927, we would. But it might just take a little longer for us to organise that. But you've been in wonderful form, and we appreciate you. Hello. Good afternoon, Jace.
Good afternoon to you, Gene. I'm sure the pigeons would love a statue of me outside, mate. But I know when I come down here, I've got to go to a different level. So that's what I try to do.
And hello to you, Jason Adams.
Hello, Gareth. You're right. Statue, helipad up on the roof, everything that's involved with that. But no, good to be here yet again. It's a big night. And, yeah, now it's crunch time to find out who's going to win these big ones.
Let's start. We'll start with the first of the group ones, the Harrison Dawson final race five. Now, this is for the male sprinters. It's always a good race. Some of the superstars of the sport have won this race. You got bang, box number eight once again. Can he do it, Jace? Jason Lincoln.
Yeah, look, statistically, and Patch could probably lean on this one a little bit more. Wide draws at Sandown in group ones aren't, as a rule, ideal, but the good thing about him, he does handle the draw really well, and there's a map that, you know, could work out for him. Five, six and seven don't have express pace. Kinson Bale, I'd expect to sort of blast out from the blue. So if he can work up around him like he did last week, I mean, when he got to the first turn last week, Patch, he was four wide, got turned sideways. The way he handled himself, I thought, was unreal.
Yeah, and we saw that great head-on vision where he was just about at 90 degrees and probably something you don't see in the normal motion of a race replay. So he was huge. And you're right about wide draws. I mean, I think in a lot of places in sort of good races, if you've got quality dogs on your inside who can show speed, it's just really hard to get across. But in his favour, he will hold a pretty true line. His form from the pink is pretty good too. So, yeah, he's in the race. Not sure I'd build a strong case for him, but after last week, who am I to argue that?
It's one of the great myths in greyhound racing from the punters that don't understand the sport in a way. When I was growing up and didn't know the sport as well as I do now, used to say, but the punters in the pub said, oh, all you need to do in the greyhounds is back the one and the eight. That couldn't be further from the truth. The eight, it's a terrible draw on most occasions, really.
And the two-turn track's probably more so than the one-turns. I think you'll find, especially in the country cups, you know, if you've got dogs with really good pace, really good turn of speed, you'd be happy enough for them to draw wide. You know, you went to Ballarat for the Ballarat Cup, for argument's sake, and you got the pink with a dog with express, you wouldn't be concerned. But, yeah, look, I think it probably plays out a little bit more down here in Melbourne than what it does at Wenny, and possibly to a lesser extent Albion Park, just because there's a slightly longer run of the first turn. Your first section here at Sandown, the Meadows, as a rule, you know, sort of 5.10 on average is what the good splits would run, whereas at Wenny it's sort of 5.45, and it only sounds like, you know, 30 seconds, but, or 0.3 of a second, but yeah, it makes a big difference.
Gareth Hall, Jason Lincoln, Jason Adams are with me to preview the RSC 927 Sandown Cup meeting. So, lads, we need a tip in the Harrison Dawson final, first of all, which is the first of the group ones. Now, Jason Lincoln, we're going to call him Wiz, and Jason Adams Patch, because they're both named Jason, and it gets confusing. So, the Wiz can go first.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, look, I'm with Rapaki Rock, so, you know, if you'd have said to me sort of 3 months ago he'd be a legitimate chance in a group one, whilst he certainly always showed that sort of promise, he looked like his future was going to be more over 600 metres. And Murray did step him up, but I think that's done his confidence a world of good for when he's come back in trip. He's been showing a little bit more pace. I don't necessarily want to see him do that tonight. I'd be more than happy for him to just miss it half a step. And just track up behind Fearless Max, Titan, Blazer. Kinson Bale would be some chance of crossing those two. And I just think if he keeps punching holes on the inside, Rapaki Rocks, he's going to be right on the heels of the leaders coming off the back. And I think he'd be too strong. Look, I'm a big fan of Bang. As I said, I can make a good case for him. Kinson Bale's probably the likely leader, and Fearless Max is going through the grades nice. But Rapaki Rocks for me.
So two from the four, basically.
Two from four, yeah.
Yep. All right, then. Patch?
I'm with the red, G. Fearless Max. Okay. I know people sort of think he might not be ready to win a race like this, but I think he took a little bit to sort of take those steps to fulfill his ability, and he's won five on the trot now. He was good last week from an inside draw, so I thought, although he does sort of tend to use a little bit of the track, I think that can often put on a shepherd to other greyhounds on their outside when they do come from the red. So the market's been pretty supportive of him too. He opened at $7.50 last night, $4.80, and I think today he's into about $3.70 or $3.80, something like that. So the support behind him, and that's who I'm on the bandwagon of.
So the patch of moving markets there, Meetung, they'll be celebrating. Fearless Max can win for the Whelan family, $360.50. Rapaki Rocks, $330. Titan Blazer, $460. And Kins on Bale. Georgie Ferrigi was keen on the Grenfell runner to jump to the front and be hard to catch. You can get $6 for that greyhound. We'll get the team's selections for the Group 1 Sapphire Crown Final, where some of the best greyhounds, where definitely some of the best female greyhounds, will be doing battle. And While She's Fast is the short price favourite. Look at this for a record, folks. This is why you want to try and own a greyhound. 15 starts, 10 wins. And if she wins tonight, she surpasses $1 million in prize money, Jace.
Yeah, glad you brought that up. I think we really should be pumping, that side of the race up. She's been a superstar from day one, really. And I think the Greenos have done a great job keeping the speed in her legs, because whether rightly or wrongly, I got her wrong at the start. But with her strength, you just always felt that she's going to want more ground. But they've done a great job in, as I said, retaining that pace in her legs. And she's got to offset a tricky draw. I thought when she was 280 not to debate it too much, but I thought it was probably just a touch of unders. I thought she was probably only, a $3, $3.20 chance, but she's been absolutely smashed into odds on. So just proves how popular she is, Patch.
Yeah, big profile, and that's what happens, isn't it, when you get into these big races. And yeah, she missed a start last week, but I tend to think her record's good enough, especially at her backyard in Sandown, that she's not going to repeat that. And yeah, I just thought with what we've seen from her so far, how fast she is, I just couldn't find a reason to take her on.
So we're with Wow She's Fast. I've got to Idolise the Quinella.
I've tossed up between Idolise and Levitation. Yeah. When we did Chasing Winners, I tipped Idolise, but I've sort of come back to Levitation. I think, and to use a little bit of harness racing parlance, it was just the fact those three speed runners are drawn alongside each other on the inside.
All right, then we'll confirm your number straight after this race at Moree. Just confirming your tips, Jason Lincoln, the Whiz, first of all, for the Sapphire Crown.
Yeah, I'm with Levitation. Just to expand on what I said before that race, just with those three speedrunners drawn alongside one another, it can just be a little bit tricky to cross. Vader and Idolise run very, very similar splits, although Idolise possibly comes out under the lids a little bit quicker. And I just thought there might be a little bit of scrapping on the inside, and Levitation might just be able to get the revs up and cross them.
All right, then. Patch, Jason Adams, which way are you going?
Yeah, Wow She's Fast for me, Gareth. From Idolise, who, as we said, was to be pouring on that pressure early on. She was great last week. Levitation for third, and then Immunity for four. So she's the strength in the race. Draws, obviously, difficult for her to make her way into it early. But if she gets a slice of luck, she'll be coming.
What about the man with some swagger these days, Paula Bella, with Auspicious Queen? Do you give her any chance?
I'd like to, but I think she's up against it. Look, it's a tricky draw drawn inside Levitation to begin with. But one thing I will say, Paul's got her absolutely flying at the moment. And I think he's done a great job to qualify for a G1, actually.
I'll have to credit his mum, Christine, as well. I think she's done the heavy lifting while he was best on ground at the Scone Cup last week.
Okay. Yeah, I think Paul, he's got Anthony as a party that he's mentor that gives him a lot of advice. His mum and dad are the heart and soul behind the kennel as well. He just might be one of the faces of the kennel there. We don't know how much work he actually does. The RSN 927 Sandown Cup Final, Group 1 level, $175,000 to the winner. And it's a great race, some of the best days to do battle. The Whiz, Jason Lincoln, which way are you going here?
I'm with Kalinda Lady. I think she was the one I sort of said last week before we'd run a heat that I was with for the series, and there was nothing that she did last week to make me want to go off her. I think the map's good for her. She'll just put herself down on the fence, and hopefully running into the straight the first time, she's sort of second, third the fence. She's very, very strong, and with clear air, I think Kalinda Lady will win the cup.
What price are we getting for Kalinda Lady?
It's about $5, I think, this morning. Gee, she went up about $4, so she just drifted out ever so slightly. But
did you listen to Jason Thompson this morning? Now, you sort of know, I had to talk him into a couple of times, Jason, about Aussie Secret, who's been his best chance a couple of times. They get the job done. He's not that bullish.
I heard that he's not that bullish about Kalinda Paddy, so I'm going to have to double down there in a moment, so I won't go too hard about Kalinda Lady.
Okay. I might have got mixed up, Patch, with Kalinda Paddy. What did you say about Kalinda Lady?
I can't remember word for word, but he's more positive than what he was about Paddy.
Oh, there you go. Well, there you're right on the money once again. And you are the racing manager for Jason Thompson, aren't you, Jason?
I wish. That'd be nice. What a job that'd be.
Patch, what are you doing here in the RSN 927 Sandown Cup final?
Class runner of the field for me, Mapunga Ruby, number two. I think she'll take heaps out of last week. She sort of had a interrupted preparation, although she was ready to roll last week. I still think there's some room in the tank to improve on what she did. So I think the inside draw, tick, can run the time, tick, hopefully can improve. So I'll be with her.
Speed Matt Weiss is untapped for Dustin Drew. Get the start right, and if she does she lead?
I think Golden Quest will do enough to hold her, and it's not so much that she's got more pace than Untapped. I think they've got very, very similar pace to the mark, but Untapped, and Patch will be able to double down on this, she's going to want to race in the middle of the track, so she's going to leave plenty of room for Golden Quest to get up inside her early, and I would have thought that they'll sort of go head and head early. Whether Golden Quest can hold Untapped thereafter, I'm not sure, but I think in that run of the first turn, she'll probably be just up under her.
41.29, Jared Bale went from box 8 to win his heat. Georgie Farooj is keen. You guys, have you got him in your calculations?
I couldn't be completely against him because he's just got too big a motor. But look, if I thought it was going to be hard for him for box 8 in a heat last week, then, you know, if I sat here today and said it'll be easier in the final, then I'd be kidding myself. But I can't completely condemn him, but I can't back him either, Patch.
Yeah, there's no way you put a line through him, but at the same time, I think he's going to have to find a way through because those on his inside have more pace than what he does in Untapped and Golden Quest, and you touched on Untapped wanting to sort of be in a middle section of the track. So, look, he's looking for luck, but he was superb last week, just superb, and I think although he's got some really big wins under his belt, it was one of his career best performances.
So, Kalinda Lady for the Wiz, Jason Lincoln and Patch, Jason Adams likes Mapunga Ruby here in the RSN 927 Cup final. Okay, if I gave you $100 tonight, Jason Lincoln, how would we play it? Or what would you do with it?
First thing I'd do is buy a beer and then punt the other 90.
No, we've paid for all of
that. Oh, you have?
Yeah, we've got that all. We've worked that out.
You don't pay for beers when you tip $81 winners, is that right?
Yeah, that's 110%. No.
That's fair. Look, I'd play a little multi, and if there sounds like there's some trepidation, it's not because I'm not confident. It's just because I'm scared that Shona Thompson might be listening because she hates when I tip her dogs. So I might be in witness protection for the rest of the day here.
That's okay.
I think Kalinda Paddy in race 7's just... I think she's a good thing. She just outclassed them. I think she'll go straight to the top. And the other one I like is race 9, number 3, Amnesty. She's a real up-and-coming staying star. This one, I thought her run last week was enormous. And as much as I like Rowan Bale, he's just drawn the wrong side of the track. So a little Jay Thompson double there.
And he usually performs on these big nights, Jason Thompson, unless you jinx him. Usually
it's been known to happen.
You're pretty keen on the dailies on these big nights.
Yeah, heat nights, absolutely. I mean, Melbourne Cup, that's, you know, that's been a line that we've been fortunate enough to play and win with. Tiberia Bale, obviously, first and foremost there. But, yeah, on those big nights, they always rev them up, get them ready, don't they, Patch?
Yeah, they do, and that's why some of the best in the business, they get them right when it matters, and it's all about timing in this caper when you get into the heats final. We hear a lot of them say, as long as you get through the heat, we're going to peak for the final. Yeah. So that's what it's all about.
So $4.32 for the Wizards double there. What about you, Patch, if I gave you $100?
If I had a hundred to play with, I'd probably go 60 of that on Kalinda Paddy, who Wizards is obviously pretty bullish on. And then the other 40, race 10, number 2, Simona. It's a gun field, but I just see her settling in a much better spot than what she has been. So she can really run. I thought it was a top effort last week, so she's the other one I'd play with.
Race 2 is a race I'm looking forward to as well because we might see a couple of these greyhounds feature later on in the year, especially in Victoria, maybe for a Tab Melbourne Cup and a Tab Phoenix, Jason Lincoln, especially the dogs trained by the Britton family.
Yeah, it's been a remarkable start to Benali's stud career. I think we need to mention that. I mean, all these dogs are from the same litter, but, yeah, great achievement. Quick Smart looked exactly that last week, and I wouldn't see any reason why he couldn't win again. He had box 7, his first two wins, and he's going to get a very, very similar look again tonight from box 6. So, absolutely, for me, the favourite here.
Patch?
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think sort of maiden finals, you can toss up what might happen at times. You get different dogs improving after a couple of looks, but this litter looks to be something else from what we've seen so far. And he's been the pick of the bunch, so there's no reason to for me to take him on as well.
He won't get in trouble, will he, from the start? Does he usually jump well?
Yeah, look, and I like the way he handled the seven last week. As I said, just sort of reiterating, the fact that he's had the same, virtually the same look now, his first two starts, and again tonight from when he comes out of the boxes, I think it's a big, big plus. Sometimes it's not really spoken about or underestimated, but I think his experience tonight's going to be very similar to his first two, straight on the bunny.
A lot of these dogs in this field haven't broken 520 to the first split in the series, and he's done it both times, so you'd expect him to be up there early.
I got a special for you.
Go on.
Race 4, number 1 in the RSN Central, 709, substantial. For my man Anthony as a party, it can't get beat, surely, from box number 1.
Talk about racing manager. I mean, Anthony as a party's got the racing manager he may not need or want, but it's G Hall for
sure. He definitely doesn't want to give you the tip. But I'm looking for our pups. We'll be winning probably the launching pad this time next year.
Okay, we'll lock that in.
Yep. And hopefully your pup's still racing. What's it called? She's a Pearl. And we'll have a match race. We'll put up all of your $1 million winnings and we'll find $1 million from somewhere and go head to head.
No, look forward to it.
Can't wait. Boys, looking forward to getting out there tonight. Should be a lot of fun. If you haven't been to the dogs, I highly recommend it. It's terrific fun racing every, 20-odd minutes. Some of the best athletes.
And the other thing I would say about, look, I'm fortunate enough to get to a lot of tracks, and I think Sandown on a big night's one of the best atmospheres. And I love that little area where everyone congregates and has a good time, good food, good drinks, good company. Yeah, absolutely get out there.
Good work, lads. Love it. Catch up with you tonight.
Thanks, brother.
Good to go. Jason if anyone's keen to head out tonight, head to sandowngreyhounds.com.au. That's where you buy your ticket and get involved. So, big night ahead.
Yep. Love it.